Cruz can't win. What's he doing picking vice presidents? Can't win. He's mathematically eliminated. It's like if you're playing in the World Series and your team loses a game, a certain game, he's mathematically eliminated.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of The Opening Bell. It's 5:09 on this Thursday. It's April 28th, 2016. Another business day ahead, a wet one if you're in Chicago. Allow extra time on your way to work today. Lots of slick roads, water standing everywhere. I think it's been raining all night long. It's been very wet, kind of gloomy. Do the markets look the same? Well, here's your WGN market desk intel for this morning from around the globe. Let's start first in Asia. The Asian markets are generally lower overnight. The Nikkei off about 624 points. That is about 3.5%. It was a rough night in China and also in Singapore as well. Hong Kong reporting lower rates as well. In Europe overnight, everything pointing lower as well. In Germany, the DAX leading it 132 points lower, almost 1.5%. The same with the CAC off about 1.5%. The FTSE off about 1.5% as well. So what are we looking forward to when the Dow opens later this morning, when the opening bell rings? Dow futures are off 143 points already this morning. The S&P futures and NASDAQ futures off as well, again, signaling an opening that'll be lower later this morning on Wall Street. So what is going on? Well, it could be the Fed yesterday. It could be some earnings results. Could be a number of things happening in the markets today. Let's look at what could be going on. Investors disappointed in Asia by the Bank of Japan's decision not to add its huge economic stimulus program. Policymakers left interest rates and an asset purchase program unchanged, though they did give some extra relief for earthquake recovery programs. That's likely what's happening overseas in Asia. Again, the Nikkei off about 3.5%. Japan reports its industrial production rose in March, while core inflation fell. Industrial output there rose 3.6% in March from a year earlier. Here's the economy day ahead, a business day ahead. Labor Department's going to report today on the number of people who applied for unemployment benefits. Commerce Department will issue the first of three estimates of how the U.S. economy performed in the January to March quarter. In the fourth quarter, GDP expanded at an annual rate of 1.4%. Also, Freddie Mac will release weekly mortgage rates. There was some big news yesterday in terms of earnings from Facebook. Facebook not only added users, but it boosted profits. It surged about 52%. The BBC's technology reporter Dave Lee in San Francisco.
It's been a deflating couple of weeks for Silicon Valley, with Apple, Google and Twitter all failing to impress investors with their earnings, but not so Facebook. Once again, the social network has managed to grow both its user base and its revenues. 97% of its earnings came via advertising, the majority of that through mobile users.
Also, this morning, the diesel scandal as Volkswagen cost the company more than $18.3 billion last year. Volkswagen CEO Matthias Müller, speaking through a translator, made the announcement this morning in Wolfsburg, Germany. He says the company made a profit of about $14.5 billion. That's not enough to cover the losses of all of the people who are affected.
Our operating business was not strong enough to cover this enormous burden. As a consequence, we are reporting a negative operating result and a group loss for 2015.
You remember earlier this week, Volkswagen announced that it was putting in place some sort of compensation program to help people who were affected by this around the world, possibly a buyback program, possibly money as well. This has not been finalized yet, but you can tell Volkswagen has not had a good year when it comes to this scandal, this emission scandal. And there's a similar thing brewing is the word I'm looking for this day and this month at Mitsubishi. You remember earlier this week, we talked about Mitsubishi's problems. In other news today, the Affordable Care Act is meant to make us all a little healthier. The goal was to get more people covered by insurance. But for small businesses, it has been a big headache. And on our CEO Spotlight today, Patrick Doolin is the CEO and president of a company that's trying to help in some way. It's Integrity Data, based in downstate Lincoln, Illinois. And we're pleased to have Patrick on with us this morning on the Opening Bell. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Give us a sense here before we take our break about what it is that this Affordable Care Act is doing and what kinds of headaches it's causing small businesses especially.
Well, simply put, any employer that has 50 or more full-time equivalent employees must now comply with these new IRS rules for the Affordable Care Act. And it's not real simple. It's very complex. It takes a lot of time. And the businesses just going through the last year's filing season, we're hearing kind of the horror stories of what they've gone through to put this together. And so our initiative has been to help these businesses whenever we began by leveraging technology to make that simple process.
We're going to talk more about this as we get into what it is Integrity Data does with Patrick Doolin, the CEO of the company, in our CEO Spotlight today. We'll continue our conversation.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, the Fed says no to a hike in interest rates, but makes clear that its next move will be another increase. The decision helped the Dow Jones to extend its gains, finishing up 51 points to end the day at 18,041. The S&P 500 climbed 3 points, but weak earnings from Apple and Microsoft pushed down the NASDAQ composite another 25 points. Shares in Facebook, on the other hand, soared 9% in extended trading after the company announced a 3-for-1 stock split to create a new class of non-voting shares. Ford Motor Company is recalling 81,000 sport utility vehicles to fix a suspension defect in some 2014 and 15 Explorers and Police Interceptor SUVs. Another 202,000 Fords are being brought back because of a faulty speed sensor. Nintendo of America is selling its majority stake in the Seattle Mariners to a group of minority owners led by new chairman and CEO John Stanton. Outgoing chairman Howard Lincoln has announced his intent to retire from day-to-day operations at the Mariners. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Oh, sorry. It's payday, and I was just looking at my earnings statement on my mobile device. Hi, I'm Dan with Integrity Data. You're watching this video because you're looking for a better way to distribute your earnings statements to your employees.
Our CEO Spotlight this morning is Integrity Data. Patrick Doolin is the CEO of the company. And Patrick, I'm guessing Dan may be related to you in some way.
Dan is related to me. He's my brother.
Good family business. We were talking before we went to break about what it is you do and the headaches that this Affordable Care Act is causing business. So how does data help these businesses? How do you help these businesses?
Well, in essence, the employers have to gather all of this information about the insurance coverage that they offer their employees. And the new law requires them to track a tremendous amount of data through their payroll systems to determine whether they have to offer health insurance coverage to their employees. And it's quite burdensome, quite complex. So there's this ongoing reporting throughout the year, monitoring your data to make sure you're complying on a monthly basis. And then there's this large year-end form correction where you produce this 1095C, like a W-2 in ways, only more complex. It's very complex. The rules have been very fluid. The IRS, you know, changes things, tweaks the law as we go. And we've basically built a piece of software that covers from end to end the process. It simplifies it down so that the users don't have to understand the law in depth. They simply provide their information, their data about their employees to the system, and it determines the information for compliance with the law and produces the reports and produces the forms for them and allows them to do what they need to be doing on a daily basis, which is their full-time job.
Yeah, because these burdens, and we should call them that. I mean, I hate to be partisan in one way or the other, but some small businesses barely have enough people to do the work of their business. And this has put a huge burden on those businesses. Your software would take the place of, if you had to guess, how many people and how much time?
Well, it's a great question. It really varies by the employee mix, but those that are most impacted are those that have variable hour employees. So they're part-time employees, people in the franchising business where they have multiple locations. Tremendous amount of time necessary to gather all of this data together and report it and organize it properly. And you're exactly right. Most of these small businesses, most businesses of any size really have very few resources available in their payroll and HR departments. And to add all of this on top of what they already do, it's an unfunded mandate. Basically, they don't necessarily get more people or more budget to do it. As our approach, we're looking at it thinking, how do we help businesses comply? The IRS is not kind when it comes to the penalties for noncompliance, as you can imagine. It can be very expensive, and it's something that we set out with this initiative to help these businesses avoid those penalties, allow them to spend time on their normal activity, and simplify this very complex process.
Yeah, I don't mean to make light of the situation, but I know some people who work in front offices, and every once in a while, I like to joke and say Sarbanes-Oxley, and that's, you know, they get this cringe because of all of the paperwork, and it is a task. Data is helping, software is helping, but can it only go so far?
Yes, in so much that, like any system, the amount of data, the accuracy of the data, et cetera, that's available. But, you know, there's interesting nuances about the law that make it very complex. One quick example, if an employee is on jury duty, you, as the employer, are not necessarily paying that employee while they're on jury duty. When they come back, you have to track and report time that they spend on jury duty, whether you paid them for that time or not. That is a number of work hours that goes into the calculations necessary for complying with the Affordable Care Act.
And
businesses are quick to do.
Yeah, and it's beyond the April 15th deadline that all of us have to deal with taxes. There are deadlines throughout the year for some of these forms, I think May 31st and then June 30th, and you sort of guide them through all of that. I think in the time remaining, Patrick, I'd like to ask you about security of data, because this is obviously a big thing when people and companies go with companies to handle their data. They always ask about security. What is the status of this, in at least in your company, and how big of an issue is this generally in the field?
Well, anytime you have personal identificational information or personally identifiable information, security becomes an immediate concern, and as it should be. So we leverage with our system state-of-the-art security and compliance techniques, leveraging Microsoft Azure's platform, and we take that very seriously. There are things that people should take steps to make sure that their data and everything is correct and safe. But it's often interesting, the questions we get on security are really not the questions they should be asking. So we provide lengthy documentation on everything that we do to protect the data.
Patrick Doolin, CEO and President of Integrity Data. They're based in downstate Lincoln. They have offices, though, in LaGrange. Staff members also in the Joliet area. You can find them at integrity-data.com and also on Twitter at Integrity Data. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. Patrick, good to talk with you. Good luck. Thanks for being with us on the opening bell, and good luck to those small businesses who have all these deadlines to meet.
WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
It's 5:38. Welcome back to the program. Good morning. Breather is now the leading on-demand workspace provider across the country. It is expanding in Chicago next week. What is Breather, you ask?
Ever need to take a break, yet stopping at home isn't an option? There's an app for that. It's called Breather and has been dubbed the Zipcar of personal spaces.
Dave Haber is the Vice President of Growth and Marketing at Breather, and he's on the Opening Bell this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Steve.
You're expanding we're glad to have you. You're expanding into Chicago this week. I've been looking at your sites, some pretty cool locations here. Tell us what the idea is behind Breather. We heard the reporter kind of give us a sense of it, but what are you shooting for here?
Sure. Breather basically offers a generation of workers, companies, freelancers, and professionals a private, productive space to get work done, host meetings, or simply have a personal space to take it some time for themselves. So we basically, like the intro said, we offer on-demand access to a network of beautifully designed private spaces that you can find, book, and unlock via our app or website. So we're pretty excited to be in Chicago with six spaces opening up by end of week. We currently have four open in the River North and Chicago Loop area. And Chicago is our eighth active city on our network, and we'll be launching overseas in London as well at the end of the month.
About 140 spaces, if I'm not mistaken, across five cities. And New York, I guess, was your first, or was it San Francisco?
Actually, the company was founded in Montreal.
Montreal, okay.
Technically was our first city. Then New York, San Francisco, Boston. We're excited to be in Toronto, Los Angeles as well, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. going to be opening in about a week, and London, England as well. So pretty excited about the network we're building.
Reading some stories from people who have used the service, they range from business professionals to job seekers to you name it, people who just are away from their home, don't have an office to go to, don't have a place to go to, don't want to go to a rat motel. This seems to be working for them. Is there a target clientele that you're looking for? Is it more business than personal, or is it both?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The use case is a business use case. And what we're seeing is basically most of us are working in open concept offices now, where there's really a lack of private meeting space or space to get productive work done. So what we find is productivity going down in the workplace, or people huddled around in a crowded coffee shop trying to have a professional meeting where it's noisy, there's poor Wi-Fi, you don't have access to a charger for your device. So what we offer is basically space that's really flexible, distributed where you need it, when you need it, and available for how long you need it as a solution to that. So if your conference room at the office is booked and you need a place to work, grab a Breather. Can't find a table in the coffee shop to get some productive work done, grab a Breather. Have a quick conference call while you're on the go, there's a Breather for that. So it's really to accommodate that business use case for productivity, and our customers are telling us it's what they need, and it's what's been fueling our growth in such an amazing way.
What is the price point on this? What can somebody expect to pay for a time in a Breather location or a Breather space?
Yeah, great question. So in our spaces in Chicago, we're at the $40 to $50 price point. But it really depends on the city, the size of the space, and the location. So some of our rooms are great spaces for, you know, two to four people. And some of our rooms are larger conference room type settings that can accommodate groups of up to 20. And so depending on the amenities within the room and the size, the price range can be anywhere from $15 up to $100. But in Chicago, we're going to be at around the $40 price point per hour.
And how long can somebody rent one of these? What is the high-end time limit?
The high-end time limit is for the business day. So we're really looking at 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. typically. And, you know, in some cases, it goes up to 10 p.m. But it's basically business day type usage.
And so if I'm somebody who's renting one of these spaces, can I give, for instance, let's say I'm courting a client. Can I say, oh, my office is located at, and give your address and sort of make that my pseudo work office?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, our app and website give you the ability to actually share your reservation via a reservation invitation with anybody who will be attending the breather reservation with you. And that will send them an email with all the location details, a link to the map. And when they when it's time to check in, it'll actually give them access to the check-in code so that they can unlock the door if they arrive 5 minutes before you do.
I saw one of the testimonials from a woman who was living in one of your cities where this where the spaces are available, and she said she was out looking for a job. She just needed a place. She was far away from home to freshen up. Is there space to do that as well? I mean, I can't imagine this is a full – there's a full shower or anything like that, but is there a place for freshening up?
Yeah, good question. So there are not shower amenities, but in all the buildings in which we're operational, there are access to washroom facilities. So, you know, need a place to wash up, freshen up, that's available. But these are office suites. So really, you know, basically have business amenities.
And I think it's funny that one of the FAQs is this is not a space for funny business. You actually have to say that.
Absolutely not. I mean, these are professional spaces, and some of the best and brightest companies in the world and in Chicago are using these spaces as a place for their teams to get to create great things and work on great projects. So we really look at it in the professional context.
Our conversation this morning with Dave Haber, Vice President of Growth and Marketing at Breather, which is expanding in Chicago. Dave, can you hang out for another segment?
Sure. I just have one thing to add. Steve,
sure.
I wanted to offer your guests a free credit to try Breather so they can use promo code WGNRadio on breather.com, and that'll give them a free credit to try Breather in Chicago.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
549. It's going to be a rough morning on the markets. Futures already off 139 points on the Dow. S&P, NASDAQ futures lower as well. The latest on commodities this morning. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Steve, good morning. And we're back in the Midwest after spending 2.5 days on Capitol Hill. I'll be sharing a lot of those conversations on the Saturday morning show with congressmen and senators and agricultural lobbyists and Department of Agriculture officials. And so join me on Saturday morning between 5 and 6 here on WGN Radio. Well, today the Department of Agriculture announced U.S. exporters sold 393,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. That helped the soybean market. And the wheat and corn market, though, kind of went the other direction today. Turning to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle futures settled lower yesterday. Again, sluggish wholesale beef demand. They keep thinking that if we get good grilling weather, the demand will go up for beef and pork. But so far, weather hasn't cooperated enough to make a difference in the meat market. Pilgrim's Pride yesterday recalled about 4.5 million pounds of frozen chicken products. And most of the product, frozen chicken, sold primarily to institutions like schools. The reason for the recall, possible contamination with rubber, metal, wood, and plastic. Have a good day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. 551, Opening Bell continues now. We're on with Dave Haber. He's the Vice President of Marketing and Growth at Breather, and they're growing in Chicago, debuting in Chicago. They have more spaces coming. Dave, before the break, we were talking sort of about your concept, and let's talk a little bit about the competition. You do have a little competition in this market, but do you feel like you're ahead of that competition?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, we actually feel like there isn't anything that directly competes quite with what Breather is. We offer a level of privacy, flexibility, on-demand nature, and a level of quality of our rooms that nobody else really offers. Other workspace providers include things like co-working spaces, which typically work on a subscription basis, whereas you really just pay as you go, pay as you need with Breather. Other types of solutions include things like hotel conference rooms when you need to have a big meeting. And those are typically expensive and take a while to book. They're not really on demand either. And then you've got sort of other type of desk and conference room aggregator services. But again, typically those aren't truly on demand. There can be up to a 24-hour lead time before you can actually get a confirmation of your reservation. Whereas with Breather, you really can find a space, book it on the app, and actually unlock it within a few taps of your smartphone. So we're really encouraged by the fact that we're offering something that nobody else in the marketplace has offered, and it's why we've gotten this far and why our customers continue to fuel our growth.
Well, some people who have been in business for a while may remember Regis. They recognize maybe Regis is one of those competitors.
Sure.
Liquid Space often mentioned too, but yours is unique in this on-demand sense. And one of the things I have to say is that the space is, these are beautiful spaces. I was looking at some of the photographs of your locations, getting ideas for my own home. And, you know, that's another selling point of this. I mean, do you get people coming in saying, wow, this is a great idea for an office?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for mentioning that. I'll pass it along to our location design team, who we employ a team of five people internally who are focused on designing each space and really making sure that it's a gorgeous, productive space for you to get work done in or host clients. And for that reason, photographers and stylists and people who work in the creative industries really love our spaces as well, because they make great settings for creative projects, content creation, etc. And so the fact that the spaces are beautiful and of a high quality means that one-on-one professionals like therapists and life coaches, lawyers and accountants find these spaces really great for hosting their clients for one-on-one meetings, because it reflects the high level of quality that they want to have displayed in their business towards their clients.
Breather has been very successful with venture funding as well. $30 million more of that coming your way. You seem to have everything going in the right direction. What are the things you're looking forward to expanding into more cities, I'm guessing?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's sort of two orders of business for Breather as a company. One is certainly to expand our global footprint. So as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be expanding into Europe at the end of the month. But also to grow our existing cities, so ensure that in Chicago we're able to continue to grow a robust network of amazing spaces. In New York and San Francisco and all of our other cities, we're really, offering more and more Breather spaces. And to do that, we need to build an amazing team, so we're hiring the best and the brightest in all the aspects of our business to fuel that growth.
Dave Haber, Vice President of Growth and Marketing at Breather. You can find them online, breather.com. Download their app as well, iOS and Android, and on Twitter as well. And don't forget the WGN radio code, promo code that Dave has so graciously offered up this morning. Dave, good to talk with you. Thanks for being with us on the Opening Bell. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. 5:56, this is the Opening Bell. That's our program for today. We're going to follow a bunch of stories as we move through the morning on the Steve Cochran Show. As we follow your money throughout the day, the latest on the Fed increase or the Fed decision, they say they're going to do possibly in June. That's what people are saying. But I'm seeing some of the tickers this morning indicate that maybe that's not going to happen. There is some discussion this morning that maybe it'll be put off until December. We'll see how that moves the markets. Lots of economic reports today, more earnings as well. So stay with us. It's all coming up as we follow your money. We'll be back tomorrow morning, another edition of the Opening Bell. Thanks to our producer, Mary Sandberg, production help from Bennett Wakenight, our engineer this morning, Ben Cortez. You have a great day.